Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome back. You are listening to Wednesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, heard around the world on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome to the big show. It is Wednesday morning, June 15, 2005, 9 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And you, of course, are listening to the final hour in the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Check out our website for information on our guests today and news items of interest, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. And if you have questions, comments, any sort of interaction you'd like to have with our guest here today, we welcome those calls at 1-800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Arnie Lerma is our guest today. His website, www.lermanet.com, L-E-R-M-A-N-E-T.com. Arnie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, very, very excited to have you here. As usual, you just do such an amazing job presenting this information. It's hard for someone to counter, but we welcome any Scientologists who maybe want to call in or maybe ask some questions, maybe somebody they know.
I was expecting them to call in, and frankly, I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's hope so. 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Martha in Missouri. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I have been a Scientologist for 25 years, and I just want to say something, and then I'll hang up and let your guest respond.
Now, you're currently one.
I still am, yes.
Well, don't hang up, then.
Well, what I want your listeners to know is what you said earlier in the program.
Right.
Which is that people really, really need to check things out for themselves.
Absolutely.
Because what we've heard in the last hour is from a handful of detractors, and it just reminds me of the fact that you still have a very strong contingent in this country that still believes the Holocaust didn't exist. And if you were doing the show on that this morning, you'd have listeners thinking the Holocaust didn't exist.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Martha! Listen, that isn't how this works, okay? If you want to have a back and forth, that's fine. This is not a place where you get up and you make a statement, quote unquote, okay?
Mm.
It's very simple.
Thanks for calling, Martha.
You can speak, and I can speak, and you know, I'll be happy to give you your time to speak. But when I start talking, you got to give me time to speak. Okay? Is she still there? You can go ahead and bring her back up if she's still there.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before.
Nope.
Okay. Well, if you had listened to it before, then you would realize the incredibly insulting statement that you just made, which is basically you've said that if I get on the air and I say something, that my listeners will blindly believe anything they hear. It's not how it works. My listeners, as I said on this show, and as I say on every show, every day of every show that I've ever done in the last 12 years that I've been doing radio, think for yourselves, question everyone, question everything. So the statement that you just made basically just sank your ship with all my listeners and their as far as your credibility goes. Because again, as you are saying that we are doing, you're talking without knowing what you're saying. Okay? And now, if you are currently a Scientologist, you can have all the time that you want to respond, because I think that's important. I do. I want to hear from you guys. Okay? But if you have evidence, if you have some key points that you'd like to mention, other than equating Scientology with doubting Scientology, rather, with doubting the Holocaust, that what's the connection there, aside from the Spielberg-Tom Cruise interview that we referenced earlier in the program?
Frank, the only connection is that you're always going to find detractors. And, for example, Creed Pearson, I've known him for 18 years. I lived in Clearwater.
Uh-huh.
Not once did I ever see that guy doing a Scientology service. So how could he be an expert on Scientology?
Well, he said
not to mention the trail of bad business reactions. Transactions he left behind him.
What does that have to do with that?
A friend of mine personally.
Hold on, everyone, please. And not to say, I'm not censoring anyone. It's just that we have a commercial break. We got to adhere to these clocks. So, Martha, please stay with us. Arnie, I know you're going to stay with us. Folks, we'll be right back with more exciting. Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, airing planet-wide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Frank Whelan, and folks, I do want to say that A big fat thank you to all of our broadcasting outlets around the country and around the world for giving us some of their very valuable airtime. I think this information is important. And as you know, folks, we do our best to talk about things that don't get talked about. And I do think that all of you have been listening to us on this program today. And for our run in radio in general, I think you do know how to sniff out the truth. And that's why we're happy to present all sides. All phone calls are welcome all the time, regardless if you agree with me or if you agree with the guests or if you agree with each other. It does not matter. We don't censor the calls. We don't do anything. I'm happy to give you guys as much time. But, again, the conversation will be civilized. It's my only condition. Okay, this is not Jerry Springer. It's not even remotely fun to hear people talking over each other. It's headache-inducing, and I don't got time for headaches. So the phone number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. It's toll-free, and a lot of people use assumed names and locations. That's fine, too. We don't care about that. Okay, the point is, if you've got information and you think it's good information, we want to hear it from you, regardless of what your opinion may be. Our guest today, folks, is Arnie Lerma. Arnie, welcome back. Before you respond, I want to get back to Martha. Martha in Missouri, I appreciate your call. Now, I want you to respond, but first of all, let me say this. Again, I really think that you have bitten off far more than you can chew in trying to call into this show and expect us to believe that because somebody has had bad business practices that they have no credibility whatsoever, or that someone who has had made bad business decisions, whether true or false, has any bearing whatsoever on their experiences in a religion, cult, or otherwise. The point of the whole thing, if we want to look at bad business practices, I would ask you if you voted for George W. Bush in the 2004 election, and remind you that every business practice he was involved in, the big oil man from Texas, was a failure. So it's apples and oranges. It has no bearing on someone's experiences. So I don't see how that has any ties whatsoever.
I agree with you, Frank.
Okay. Yeah, well, why bring it up?
The only point I was making is those bad business transactions are thousands of dollars owed to Scientologists. So here he is attacking Scientologists.
I understand.
Money.
I understand. But what I'm saying to you is, and you could say that that's motivation, but I still, if he attacks Scientology, no court is going to rule in his favor saying, well, you know, you owe money, but it's to a cult, so therefore we're not going to make you pay. If he owes money, he's going to have to pay regardless if it's to Lucifer himself.
I totally agree with you.
Okay,
I'm just
so it's
making
a moot point.
Point.
So it's a moot point. But let's talk about the things that you seriously know to be wrong, the things that are really offensive to you, aside from people who are calling in.
Well, rather than going into basically everything I've heard today is so slanted and skewed, point I wanted to make, Frank, was people need to do the research themselves.
Hey, and I absolutely think they should.
Well, I think it would be fabulous if you would do a show with Scientologists on the air.
Okay.
Instead
I will
of,
do it.
You know, because that would be fair journalism.
Absolutely. And
that,
let me say this.
That's the only point I want to make, because you're hearing from a faction of detractors.
I understand.
Anything can be skewed.
I understand, too.
I was raised Catholic.
So was I.
I went to 12 years of Catholic schools.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Catholic Church did me so much good. And yet I can read so much crap on the Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
So that's the point that I want to make.
Okay.
Is people have to research themselves. They have to look at Narcanon.org.
Okay.
Scientology.org.
Hold on a second. If you would like to, and I'm going to do this. I do this to all my listeners. And first of all, let me say this. I'm not a journalist, so I have no interest in being fair. I could care less. I do the shows that I want to do because I want to do them. But I do find it fascinating. And me, personally, I find it interesting to explore other sides of the same issue. So I put this to you. If you would like to, and you can go to my website, franklyspeakingradio.com, you go there, my phone number is there, okay? Not the 800 number to call on the show, but my number here at the studio.
Yep.
You can call me. If you want to put me in touch with someone you deem to be a worthy representative of Scientology, I will interview them. I'll happily do it. I'll check out every single link that you want to advise, every single link that this person who you suggest would have any sort of recommendations to check out, any books they've written, I'll read those too. I'll do it all. I'll watch videos, I'll read books, I'll do anything that needs to be done in preparation for the interview, as I do for all interviews. Now, the second thing, you living in Missouri, having never listened to the show, having never called into the show, how did you know about the show?
A friend of mine told me about it.
In conjunction with monitoring Arnie Lerma's website to find out where he was going to be and when, so he could call in and make these points?
I don't know. I just
what
had
do
somebody
you
call
know?
Me this morning.
Well, Abby, I didn't think you were allowed to go to his website.
I haven't even been there.
Well,
I'm just answering your question.
No, I understand that. But this friend, obviously, you know, what are they going to say? I'm listening to this show. You need to check this out, too? What was the context of the... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are you allowed to listen to this?
I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Okay. I just didn't know.
Scientology says, think for yourself. That's what I want your listeners to do, is research it and think for themselves.
Well, I hope that they do. And like I said, I will happily...
Because this is nonsense. What I've heard this morning is just absolute nonsense.
You know, and I think that Arnie's got a pretty good amount of documentation on his website, which you said you haven't been to. So, I mean, it doesn't sound to me like you're being fair in checking things out, especially if you're permitted to do this research.
No, yeah, you're permitted to do whatever you want. That's just another lie.
Well, then why haven't you done it?
Because I just found out about it this morning. Never heard this guy's name.
You've never heard
before.
Of Arnie Lerma before?
Never, never.
But you've heard of Creed Pearson.
Well, I knew
his writings.
I lived in Clearwater for 18 years.
Right.
I knew him.
Okay, but his writings are there, posted. You can read those specifically.
The point is that
you now know about it. You now know about LermaNet.com.
Uh-huh.
I hope you will take your own advice, and you will check this stuff out. And if you find flaws, let's have it out, okay?
All right, Frank. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. Hey, it's a policy we have, folks. You make them, and I will take them. Arnie, please respond.
Please give me a call, 703-241-1498. I'm normally here between 7 and 10 at night.
I think she's dropped off, but your phone number is on your website, I believe, correct?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
You're not a hard guy to track down.
Oh, no. I mean, I like talking to Scientologists, because they don't stay Scientologists.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's talk about some of the points that she was making. She said everything is lies. Now, obviously...
Well, that's what they tell their members.
Right, and that's a common cult tactic. And I'm not saying necessarily that Martha's in a cult, but she is.
Well, so, I have an actual case history based on
that. Okay, all right.
There was a member named Michael Tilse who had been told everything on the net is lies. And including documentation we have about L. Ron Hubbard's autopsy, the founder. See, they tell their members that Hubbard, you know, departed this realm to continue his research on the upper levels. And you know that they demonize psychiatry, right?
Sure.
I mean, psychiatrists are the worst ones in the universe.
Apparently, according to Tom Cruise.
In the autopsy report on L. Ron Hubbard's death, there is mention that they found traces of Vistaril. Well, the test for Vistaril isn't quantitative. It just says that there is some, all right? Whether there is a gallon of it or just a trace. I didn't mean to go there, sorry. But
well, what is that?
It's an antipsychotic medication to calm down a raving lunatic. Okay?
Wow.
And there were 15 needle marks in Hubbard's butt. Michael Tilse went to the coroner's office in San Luis Obispo and got the documents from the coroner. He then said that the only difference between the documents he got from the coroner and the ones that we had on the web were that the ones from the coroner were far easier to read.
Wow.
Got it? That broke the trance for Michael Tilse. He was told it was all lies. Mm-hmm. Then he went and actually did the legwork, found out for himself, went to the coroner's office, pulled the documents, and realized that the stuff we have on the net is real.
So basically, they encourage people to check things out, but only in regards to their information.
Right, you're supposed to go to Scientology.org, or you're supposed to listen to their version of events. And remember, they give their members a CD-ROM that puts a filter on their machine so that they can't even read LermaNet.
Wow. Well, I'm sure mine will be on there now. Thanks a lot.
You'll probably get added to it, but we don't, you know, we haven't disassembled one lately.
Right. Okay. Well,
once you see the pattern, you don't need to know the details.
Well, here's what I say, Arnie, and I'm sure you'll say this as well, and I know we still got quite a bit of material to cover. I have this to say. Folks, you are invited to call in with your comments on these things, and I walk in through this studio door every single day with the capacity to have my entire belief structure knocked down and rebuilt. But the point is, do you have it? Do you have the evidence? Can you bring it to the table? And can you present it in a way that changes everything for me? You know, impugning someone's personal business practices, pointless.
No, this is standard operating procedure.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing, Arnie, is that if people think they're dealing with a moron talk show host, they're wrong. I'm not a journalist. I am a talk show host, but I'm smarter than most of the average bears out there. So that having been said, let's continue with our phone calls, my friends. Get them in now. 1-800-313-9443. Jack in Maryland, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be on the show.
Glad you called.
I'm so glad I was able to call in after an actual Scientologist. I was afraid there wouldn't be any on your show today.
Well, if people, most religions, you know, regardless of their origins or actual beliefs, tell people that they are required by their religious doctrine to preach. To spread the word. This is an ideal opportunity. We have, on a regular basis, we get calls from all over the country, all over the world. You know, the network website gets like 8 million hits a month. I mean, we're doing quite well as far as getting the truth out there. So if they are foregoing this wonderful opportunity to get their message out there, then they're contradicting their own doctrine.
I hope you do a show with actual Scientology.
Yeah. Hey, if they've got the guts to do it, I'll do it. I'll do it with them. Absolutely. Hang on a second here, Jack and Arnie. We got a quick break. We'll come right back, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to a very exciting, as always, edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. It's Wednesday morning, and, I'm your host, Frank Whelan. Our guest today, Arnie Lerma. Stirring it up. Lerna, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you.
I was writing a thank you note to Oso.
Oh, okay. Let's go to, back to
the
Jack.
The Special Affairs is their dirty tricks division.
See, and that's the thing, Arnie. It annoys me because it's like, I don't know, putting a bunch of kids together, putting them in a Cub Scout uniform, sending them out in the woods and expect them to learn survival skills. It's like you don't call into the show without knowing what the show is about, because you're completely going to miss the point. You're just going to get annihilated. I mean, this is what I do. I don't sit here and tell dirty jokes for a living. I do research. So hold on a second. Guys in the studio, you want to pot your feed down there? I'm hearing all of you. Jack in Maryland, let's go back to you. Jack, welcome back. Sorry about the hold up there.
Yeah, you know, that last caller, that Scientologist who called in, was the most eloquent I've ever heard call in. Usually it's like listening to a badly written computer program or an autistic child sometimes. It seems like they don't know how to talk to normal people. But
we had to pot her volume down. I mean, you probably thought she was being polite. Hold on
really?
A second. Guys, turn the music down. What is this, amateur hour? Anyway, I was just about to say how skilled the guys are in the studio there to be able to pot her down, so it looks like she's doing it of her own accord, but no, she was trying to yell over me, and they just dropped her volume
That's one of their techniques.
Yeah.
Loudness is apparently one of the techniques. But Arnie brought up something earlier that I hadn't.
Please go ahead.
I mean, Arnie's an expert on documentation for Scientology, but I think he neglects the fact that he was in there so long that he knows a lot of other things that he probably takes for granted.
Yeah.
For example,
I know the programming. I can still run the programming. I can predict what they're going to do and say.
Yes, yes. Well, you mentioned something I didn't know about how they are trained to be like actors. I didn't understand that, but I didn't know that before. But I was hoping you'd say something about some of the early courses they take, the so-called communication.
That's what I was describing. Those are the acting courses.
Right, but. I mean, just acting doesn't explain the way.
You mean the trance-inducing staring? That part of it?
Yes. My experience of that is kind of limited. I was wondering if, because this is some of the early stuff, people who first get encountered with Scientology would experience this first. I was wondering if you would sort of like forewarn them and forearm them in case people come across it.
In the beginning, one of the first beginning courses that they sell you, especially you know, when they're handing out those tickets on the street, you know, it's for a personality test, a supposed personality test. In that supposed personality test, it doesn't really matter what you put down. What they're going to do is they're going to use that to try to identify what you think is messing up your life. They're then going to promise that Scientology can help you with that, whatever is messing up your life. And that if you take this course, it will help because it helps you to communicate. Well, what the course does is train you to be an actor, and it is a trance-inducing course. You're supposed to end up sitting motionless, looking at somebody else, and be able to do that for 2 hours without flinching. You
and
will
what does that
induce
teach?
A trance. Now,
okay. But what is the surface rationalization behind that? I mean, obviously, we know it's trance-inducing.
Well, they tell their members that they're learning how to confront things.
I see. Okay.
You know, learning how to just be there with life so that you can then observe it. That's what they think they're doing. But what they are actually doing is experiencing a trance state for the first time. The disconnectedness of the trance state is pleasant. Period.
Okay. Oh, excellent. Excellent point. Jack, I appreciate the call, my friend.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lori in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm having fun.
Is it Arnie or Arnie?
Yes.
Arnie with an N.
Arnie, okay. Yesterday when we were speaking about McKinney, I had quoted myself, or I'd given wrong information when I said it was Terry from South Carolina. That was actually Lindsey Graham from South Carolina I was referring to.
Oh, okay.
So anybody that was checking that out, I was wrong.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Arnie, I lived down in Clearwater, Florida back in circa 1981, and the Scientologists own Clearwater, Florida. Fort Harrison Boulevard. Fort Harrison Hotel is their main headquarters. At least it was then.
Well, it's the headquarters for running the scam, for administering, selling the courses and making money.
Yeah,
the real headquarters is in Riverside.
Yeah, but I mean, in Clearwater, that's where
Oh, absolutely. I've been down to Clearwater many times.
They now, when I was down there in 81, they were literally working the street corners.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. I mean, out there in their little ROTC uniforms with the braids on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I used
to wear one of those uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous when
Chief Petty Officer Arnie Lerma.
Oh, okay. That's good. At least you have some rank. But I worked at the Howard Johnson's that was across the causeway.
Right.
And they used to, and I referred to them as bugs when I was down there because they would only come in third shift like cockroaches. And they never left tips. And they would get in the restaurant. They would huddle amongst themselves at the furthest place back. And, they were rude. They, you know.
Oh, no, you were a mere wog. You were inconsequential.
I had to wait on them when they came
in.
Yeah,
no, they are okay the future rulers of the universe. So who the hell are you?
Hang on a second, Lori. Hang on a second, Arnie. We got to get through these calls as quickly as possible, folks. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio when we return. My friends, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard around the world on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Our guest today, Arnie Lerma. His website, www.lermanet.com. Arnie, welcome back. And we have Lori in North Carolina. Lori, continue, please.
Oh, yes. Basically, what I wanted to ask about was, when I was down in Clearwater, the residents that I came in contact with who were non-Scientologists were under the single belief system that Ron Hubbard floated around on his yacht off the coast of Florida because he wasn't allowed to come on shore because if he did, the IRS was going to pick him up. And he was out there for like 20 years. He would sit out there on his yacht, write his books, take his drugs, and visit whatever fantasy land he was going to. And that was a common belief system down in Florida, or at least down in Clearwater where I lived. And, you know, I wanted to ask Arnie about that. Is that true? Everybody seemed to be of that mindset.
Now, is which part of it true?
Was he literally
for 20 years,
not able
or was the IRS
going to
pick him up? I don't really know. I mean, I know he was. I mean, Hubbard was a paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah, but he wasn't even allowed to step foot on soil.
I don't know that he wasn't allowed to. His lawyers might have told him not to.
Yeah, he lived on a boat. He lived on his dock for like 20 years and wrote his books and everything. I haven't heard you say anything about Dianetics.
Earlier in the program, I explained how Dianetics was ripped off from a psychiatrist named William Sargent, S-A-R-G-A-N-T, Battle for the Mind.
I tuned in evidently right after you had talked about that, because I know that Dianetics is pushed heavily on television.
Mm-hmm.
And in the mass media.
They're always looking for a few people that haven't gotten on the net.
Oh, okay, because I haven't really run into any Scientology stuff on, not that I'm looking for it, I just haven't run across any. But
put Lerma into Google.
Okay,
and it comes up number one.
Because I haven't even heard of you. So,
they've tried very hard to minimize any exposure.
Well,
but, I'm still alive after 10 years and...
Well, obviously, you can get out. I consider Scientology to be nothing more than a branch of Mormonism. And
I don't characterize it that way at all.
That's been my experience with the people that I dealt with. I mean, and when I say Mormons, I'm not talking about their lifestyle, but the underlying metaphysical aspect of Mormonism.
Well,
it's a lot more uglier than most people. They can't get past wives thing.
Well, the derivative work for Scientology, where it comes from is, Stalinist mind control techniques, Stasi techniques, Hitler's pattern. I mean, Hitler was also a paranoid schizophrenic, by the way.
Well, and the Mormons are pretty much that way. They tend to live amongst themselves. They don't want them to have any access to mainstream America. But then the Amish.
I can't comment on the Mormons. That isn't my battle right now, I don't know them enough to even have that opinion. I've read the Mormons, some of the Mormons' Bible.
Right.
And there's nothing there that reminds me of Scientology.
All I've done is basically study the underlying.
If you don't
it's it's a trail that I went on. But anyway.
Lori, I appreciate the call very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Ida in California. Ida, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Frank, for bringing this really necessary program.
Well, thank you for being a part of it.
I never thought I'd hear it. Thank you, Arnie.
You're very welcome, Ida.
I am one of the oldest SPs. I used to communicate with Leo Ryan, the late congressman, and during that time I made a promise to him that I would spend my life trying to expose this outfit.
Wow.
It'll be 28 years, June 20th, that my son disconnected from me. And in those years, he has been an avid believer. He treated a cancer, which is very easy to determine, was a bladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He treated it that way until he nearly died.
Wow.
Right now, he's been on dialysis for approximately 12 years. He does not communicate with me nor his daughter.
Wow.
Why don't you ask me some questions and maybe I can answer.
All right. I would be glad to. Let me say this, Ida, as well. If it can help you out in any capacity, the network's website, rbnlive.com, it's linked through my website. It will have an archived version of this program. People can download it for free. They can pass it around to other people as well. Okay? So people can know that people like Arnie are out there and people like you are out there as well. Now, as far as the other things go, if you know, is cancer and whatnot, I have interviewed just last week one of my past guests who has 3 patents on the cure for cancer. So if you ever need anything like that, get in touch with me, and I will be happy to point you in directions of things like that. But
well,
tell me,
thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for, like I said, being a part of the show. So your son got involved with Scientology. How did he get...
Probably in 1975.
Okay.
He had a business, and he was, rather than... he was arguing with his lawyer, or with his partner. And rather than getting a lawyer, a friend of his suggested he go to take a Scientology course.
Hmm.
And he was always taking courses. He wasn't young. He had a family, which he left. And went into the org. And I had a really good parent. My father told me once that if you see something that you know deep down in your heart is dead wrong, and you sit on your fanny and you don't try to stop it or help erase it, that's called a sin. He wasn't a religious man, but he knew what he was talking about. So I immediately started reading about Hubbard. And I tried to read Dianetics. I thought it was the biggest piece of trash I ever did read. But I finished it. And then I joined the first anti-cult groups that were available. The first one that I met was a lady put a little article in a home magazine, if you have a child in a cult, right here. So I wrote to them, and I didn't hear. So I finally wrote back and asked, was I mistaken? And I immediately got an answer. She said, no, you're not mistaken, but we had 4,000 requests.
Wow.
So from that time, I started flying down to L.A. and helping her put her stuff together, and that became eventually the original CAN, Cult Awareness Network. But in that time, I met Leo Ryan's sister, excuse me, and she had a son, which was in Scientology. And they had been sending horrible stuff to Leo's office at the Congress. So anyway, we got in touch, and I mailed him early programs that people were trying to put out to get this in the public, and no one wanted to listen to you, really. Of course, at that time, I didn't know how devious they were. And I can tell you, Arnie can tell you, I've been a real subject to some really fair game.
Harassment.
And it... I think they thought they would shut me up. I was subpoenaed in a case that I had nothing to do with. That was supposed to frighten me. But I'm a tough old bird. They just didn't. They just don't frighten me.
Well, Ida, I really appreciate the call. I love the fact that you're out there.
Well,
you know,
my story's on Arnie's pages.
Wonderful.
And it's... I'm no journalist either, but I did put it together. He encouraged me.
That's great.
And all these people that worked to expose this outfit have been the answer to my prayers. And Arnie and a fellow in Norway with Xenu.net and several others have just really made my life worthwhile.
Wow. That's
so
wonderful.
You keep it up.
I will. Thank you, Ida. I know Arnie will as well. And like I said, I know we take comfort knowing that you're out there. But yes, anytime you want to call into the show, we'd love to hear from you. And
well,
folks,
I thank you. This show is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you. I firmly believe that there are an endless amount of topics under the sun that do not get discussed in polite company, and I'm the most impolite person I know. So
well, I'm one of the last liberals left.
Okay.
So,
Ida, I appreciate it so
much.
You
know where I'm coming from.
Yes, I do. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Arnie, amazing people that frequent your website. That's great to know that they're finding out where you're going to be and being a part of the program. I love hearing from new voices, that's for sure. All right, now, go ahead, respond, please.
Yeah, I've got a snippet of L. Ron Hubbard's voice. I'm looking at the clock. We got 15
That's
minutes left.
Exactly what I was hoping you would
do. I don't want to miss this one snippet.
Play it.
This is L. Ron Hubbard in his own voice stating, "The man on the cross, there was no Christ."
The man on the cross, there was no Christ. That the man on the cross is shown as every man.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
You want me to play that one again?
I would if you could turn it up. I mean, I could hear it, but I have headphones on. So,
all right. Hang
on. Turn that up.
The man on the cross, there was no Christ. That the man on the cross is shown as every man.
There you go.
That's Hubbard saying, the man on the cross, there was no Christ, but the man on the cross is shown as every man.
Wow. Let me
so
ask
you. There
you
have it. L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology, his own words, saying there was no Christ.
It's hard to say it's nonsensical, and that's what makes the phone call from Martha so intriguing, because she was saying how she was raised in Catholicism, which acknowledges Jesus as Christ, meaning, of course, the Messiah, and
this is
Hubbard's
own voice.
Flies in the face of that. Exactly. Amazing stuff. Now, let me ask you this. Is there any truth to the idea that Hubbard created Scientology as a bet?
I don't know that he created it just as a bet.
Right.
I do know this. I have concluded that the story that Hubbard did say that the best way to make big money, was to start a religion. And that is exactly what he did.
Fair enough. Now, if you would, please, in the time that we have left, of course, we do have one break between now and then, but get in the details of the ridiculous origins of this religion. And you know, as much as Martha might disagree, Brooke Shields alluded to it in her comments right there, which is why
you,
I read
Brooke
it.
Brooke Shields.
Which is why I read it. She said she's not going to take advice from someone who's devoted their life to aliens. So, is Scientology about aliens? What is it all about? Arnie, please go ahead.
Okay, now, this is what I got sued for putting on the Internet. This is their big secret. Confidential material. Premature exposure to this material will give you pneumonia and you will die. That's what Hubbard tells his members. All right. 76 million years ago, the evil ruler Xenu, in an effort to solve overpopulation in this sector of the Galactic Federation, called in the inhabitants of the planets under the guise of coming in for an income tax audit. When they showed up, he captured them, froze their bodies using antifreeze, propylene glycol, transported the frozen bodies to Earth, which at the time was called Pigiac, stacked up the frozen corpses around volcanoes, many of which never existed 76 million years ago, but forget, you know, physical geologic history.
Right.
Stacked up the frozen corpses around volcanoes, dropped hydrogen bombs on the volcanoes. In the resulting maelstrom, an electronic ribbon came up from the implant station, capturing all the disembodied spirits, who were packaged up into clusters, and now those clusters are stuck all over your body. And each of them has a reactive mind, and they are what make you sick and cause you to not be a god. All you have to do is go to Scientology, give them $300,000, and they will help you get rid of those pesky clusters of dead space aliens. Are there any questions?
Sounds pretty clear-cut to me.
Thank you.
That's astounding. So much of this needs to be out there, and let me tell you something, Arnie, I don't know where your faith lies. Mine exists independent of organizations, independent of doctrine. It is solely between me and God in the Bible.
You'd like my communion pages. I have go to Lerman.com communion, and you'll like what I wrote there.
Wonderful. Well, here's the way I look at it. People say, I found God. Well, God isn't lost, okay? People say, you know, I have to donate money. Well, my God isn't short of cash. So If you are in a religion that tells you what to think, tells you what to believe, and tells you what to act on, tells you how to feel, how to do different things, keep in mind one solid thing, folks. You are subscribing to someone else's orders, to their beliefs. They are telling you what to do, which does one thing inherently. You are giving up your God-given gift of free will. You are subscribing to someone else's choices, someone else's beliefs. Okay, so again, I say this all the time. On Judgment Day, when God says, why did you do this? When you say, the guy with the collar told me to do it, he's going to laugh at you. A Nuremberg defense will not work with the Almighty. I promise you this. That having been said, let's try to squeeze in another call here. Arnie, Clint in Texas, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was wanting to ask a question about, I guess, the expansion of Scientology. I'm here in Austin, and I know that directly across the street from the University of Texas, which I believe is one of the largest universities in the country, if not the largest, has a Church of Scientology, and they've recently taken over, I believe it's three other complexes next to them, and it's about four stories tall, and I know that every day they're out with e-meters offering free personality tests, and I was wondering if perhaps they were trying to... would they try to market to a younger crowd, or
testosterone-charged youth are most easily influenced with false promises.
Let me get you both to hang on here, and then also, I'm curious why Scientology chooses these areas. I mean, Florida, Texas, California.
Hold on a second,
Arnie. We got to knock this break out. Promise, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Wow, the amazing coincidence there. That's a U2 song right there, folks, from the Batman soundtrack, Batman Returns, I believe. The video features a cartoon sort of play on the movie, which features the Screwtape letters, which Arnie Lerma, our guest today, quoted from. Batman Begins comes out today, which is featuring Katie Holmes, girlfriend of Tom Cruise, future recruit to, or I guess current recruit to Scientology, future casualty of Scientology, and of course our guest today bringing much, much, much information to the table here today. Arnie Lerma, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Let me wrap up with Clint real quick. Clint, last comments here. We're running out of time, buddy.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I've heard that a lot of people refer to Austin as the new Hollywood. I was wondering if that might also be an influence aside from having such a large university. And I'm gonna go ahead and hang up and let you guys go.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call. Arnie, you have the floor, my friend. We got a couple minutes left.
They have targeted various universities and have outreach facilities that go after kids in a big way. It's easier to convince a young man or woman that they're immortal and bulletproof than it is to convince an adult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the primary, let's look at it this way. Not the behind the scenes, but what is the stated benefit to Scientology? What is something they would tell a brand new recruit, if you will? How would they lure them in?
They have an actual drill. It's a routine that they practice called Find the Person's Ruin. And they train and drill this, and they will determine what you think is bothering you or is, you know, what bothers you the most about life or the world or whatever. And then whatever it is, they're trained to insert that item that they have determined is what bothers you into the following sentence. And the sentence is written this way. Scientology can help you with blank, that, whatever ruin you found. This is a drilled routine.
I see.
Is that scary or what?
It really is, because it's just like anything. It's, before the question's written, the answer is there.
I mean, there's nothing. Scientology is an empty balloon. There's no substance there. All it does is extract money from people and steal their lives. Mm-hmm. I look at my Social Security statement.
Yes.
And for the years I was in Scientology, they read zero.
Wow.
And now I'm 54, and I look at that, and I go, maybe I should make sure that no other kids get sucked into this scam.
I'm really glad that you're out there doing this, Arnie. And I know that, you know, we've done interviews before. This one, exceptionally good, because we did hear from a Scientologist. I hope we hear from more.
Oh, yeah. I like, you know, I'll take any opportunity to help a Scientologist wake up and get out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, because we do have a good 2 minutes here, let's look at some key points, elements and things that we've discussed on the show that you can say, this is at my website. Like, for example, the audio clip, is that at your website? What else?
Most everything you would want to find out is at my website.
Okay.
I have tons of external links, and I have a elaborate search engine that actually works if
yeah.
you give it a few seconds to digest the request, because the database is over 100 megabytes.
It's unbelievably big. It is really, really...
But it's all there, and there are plenty of links to external sites, and, you know, just read the net. The information is true. I'm very careful about what I put on the site, because, I mean, if I was to engage in promoting falsehoods, Scientology would sue me. They have the money to do it.
Or they might call you up and accuse you of making things up on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's all they could do.
Arnie, God bless you, my friend. Okay? Please keep in touch. You take care as well. I hope people visit the site. And, folks, I hope you've enjoyed the program today. Tomorrow, almost a furtherance of this show, we'll be talking about mind control in America. We'll see you then.